it's hugely significant. So this is like a major new industry being added to Queensland, and really significant in two or three really important ways. First, it creates a lot of jobs. So at the moment, there's between probably 20 and 30,000 jobs existing from the LNG industry. A lot of them are in construction, but there's also significant jobs in the fields, in drilling the new wells and laying the pipes. The second big thing is it provides a major revenue stream to the Queensland government, because as the gas starts to become exported, the Queensland government will get a lot of revenue from the royalties, nearly $1 billion a year in a few years' time. So that's a very handy top-up to them. And I think the third thing that's really important is that this is occurring in regional Queensland. So all too often we see the developments occurring down in southeast Queensland, but the wonderful thing about the gas industry is it's creating jobs in the Surat Basin and the Bowen Basin. And then, of course, you've got the pipelines through to Gladstone and then the big processing plants on Curtis Islands.
And you mentioned that so these projects are going to be creating quite a large amount of revenue for the Queensland government, because it was originally kind of proposed that these projects, they were going to be the driving force for the Queensland economy in the next, you know, few decades. Is that still the case?
It's certainly going to be a driving force, but of course we've had this slump in the commodity prices, particularly coal for Queensland. And so that's reduced the amount of activity in our regional economies, and it's also reduced the revenue into the Queensland government. So what's really happening now is that the development of the gas industry is going to plug some of the holes that we've had emerge in our regional economy and in the state budget.
Because of these slumps that I suppose we've seen in oil prices in the last year, is it possible that the LNG industry won't be as big of a driver as perhaps it was thought it would be when these projects were originally commissioned?
Well, the fall in the energy prices around the world, and it's already hit the coal industry tough. And although the coal industry is continuing to produce, they've stopped their expansion. And the same with the gas. So what's happening is that whereas we thought originally we might get 4 or 5 or 6 plants being built in Queensland, it's ending up, we've just got the 3 major ones being confirmed. So I think the only real change is that the industry won't grow further in the foreseeable future.
So will that have any effect in terms of what it will mean for these 3 LNG companies who have locked in contracts of the amount of product that they need to provide and export?
Well, the 3 companies have been decided over a very long time period. So essentially they've been built with the aim of producing for the next 30 to 50 years. And they'll ride out any short-term dips in prices. I think the only thing that the low prices at the moment will do is that they'll just encourage the companies to be very cautious in their expenditure. And it means that they just won't expand as quickly as they previously thought they might.
What effect are all these developments going to have on the price of gas in Australia domestically?
They will help to push up the price of gas, because essentially gas in the eastern side of Australia has been pretty cheap by world standards for quite a long time. And they've remained cheap because it has been impossible to sell it off overseas. So now that those 3 plants are being built at Gladstone, suddenly the gas in the eastern side of Australia, it can be either sold on the domestic market or it can be sold overseas. And that competition is now going to push up the prices in the domestic market. The worst case scenario is that prices could triple from what they've been in historically in the next few years. But on the better case scenarios, because the world prices are dropping and there's a lot of other factors at play, the prices will only creep upwards perhaps 20 to 50% in the next 3 to 5 years. And prices actually have already increased quite a bit over the last couple of years at the wholesale level, not so much at the domestic level. And the price of the raw gas is only part of the overall costing. It's like with electricity. A lot of the cost of providing electricity isn't the coal. It's all the generation costs and the distribution costs. So because of that, at the household level, price increases are probably going to be quite modest, you know, perhaps 20% to 50% over a few-year period.